Because the Word of God is inspired of God, because it is alive and powerful and sharp, because the Bible, the Word of God, is able to make you wise unto salvation, even introduce you to the Lord Jesus, because the Bible, the Word of God in the heart, will keep you from sin, we are currently sharing with you the wisdom of God as revealed through Solomon, the wise man of God, as inspired by the Holy Spirit. From Proverbs chapter 4 today, we would like to share with you some of his 3,000 Proverbs. Hear, O sons, the instruction of a father, and give attention that you may gain understanding, for I give you sound teaching. Do not abandon my instruction. When I was a son to my father, tender, and the only son in the sight of my mother, then he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words. Keep my commandments and live. Acquire wisdom. Acquire understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will guard you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is, acquire wisdom, and with all your acquiring, get understanding. Prize her, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a garland of grace. She will present you with a crown of beauty. Hear, my son, and accept my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have directed you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in upright paths. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded, and if you run, you will not stumble. Take hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not proceed in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not pass by it. Turn away from it, and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they do evil, and they are robbed of sleep unless they make someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their whole body. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put devious lips far from you. Let your eyes look directly ahead, and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you. Watch the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right, nor to the left. Turn your foot from evil. Wisdom from Solomon of old, as inspired by God the Holy Spirit. And certainly, these thoughts are appropriate for those of us living in this enlightened 20th century. Now let's look at that same paragraph as it is paraphrased. Young men, listen to me as you would to your father. Listen and grow wise, for I speak the truth. Don't turn away, for I too was once a son, tenderly loved by my mother as an only child and the companion of my father. He taught me never to forget his words. If you follow them, he said, you will have a long and happy life. Learn to be wise, he said, and develop good judgment and common sense. I cannot overemphasize this point. Cling to wisdom, and she, that is wisdom, will protect you. Love her, and she will guard you. Determination to be wise is the first step toward becoming wise, and with your wisdom, develop common sense and good judgment. Again, friend, the Word of God, as revealed to us by His Holy Spirit through Solomon, the wise man of old. Other words of wisdom, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says you'll be saved. Call if we can help. May the Lord bless you today.